We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Last night, brutal, brutal loss. The Indians needing this one badly. What are you going to do? I mean, terrible timing on Bieber pitching a really bad game yesterday. Yeah. And do you feel like it's over?
It feels like it's about as over as it can get without being over, right? You know, I mean, obviously one more loss ends it. But, yeah, yesterday was just uncharacteristic. From Carlos Santana's error that gifted the White Sox two runs to Francisco Lindor fishing for every sinker and breaking ball he saw. I mean, it was rough at-bat after rough at-bat for Frankie. So, yeah, it was a rough one. And then to add insult to injury, Oakland, of course, comes back in the ninth inning and gets the win. So it's on about as thin as ice as it can be right now as far as the Indians go for their playoff hopes.
It's a shame, too, because Ramirez comes back. He hits the two home runs the other night. He hits a home run last night. He could have, you know, it's a great – I mean, it's amazing what he's done, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. No doubt. No. How do you script it up any better? I mean, earlier this week I was like, yeah, he's going to come back. It's going to help emotion and help give the team a lift, but you can't expect him to be the guy – that was hitting over 300 during the second half of the year. And he comes back and he does that. And he has career high numbers in RBI in his first game. And then he hits a home run yesterday that really got him going. And it felt like there was a chance they were going to mount a comeback. And obviously it didn't happen. But you're right. I mean, it's amazing that he's not only been able to recover, come back to the field and play in Major League Baseball a week early, essentially, with the season on the line, and do it at a high level. So, Jose, regardless of what happens this weekend, it's an amazing feat that he was able to accomplish.
So, James, what are the chances you give the Indians of getting the wild card? Obviously, they have to win all four of their remaining games, right? And you got to hope that Toronto can, you know, knock off Tampa for at least one. That's a lot to ask for this team to make it in. What do you think in terms of percentage chance of them making it to the playoffs?
If I had to give a percent, I'd say maybe 25%, because it's hard enough to win four straight. You know, you're going to have to win four straight games. You're going to have to beat the Nationals on the road. Who knows if Franmil Reyes is even going to be in the lineup, because you don't have a DH in the National League, so that's something that you're going to have to deal with. And then even if you do that, you're not in. You need the Rays to stub their toe against the Toronto Blue Jays, and the Rays just keep finding ways to win. You know, they handled business a couple weeks ago against the Dodgers. You were hoping that they were going to help in that department. They didn't. And then over the weekend, they come back against the Red Sox multiple times, and then they handle the Yankees. So it just seems like the Rays are going to win out. I will say this. The Mariners, I know Oakland's two games ahead of the Indians, but the Mariners have fared pretty well against the Athletics this year. So maybe that's your hope, is that the Athletics
got 2-4. Yeah, but some of that was early in the season, though.
It was, and that's the thing. It's a tough ask for either one. I guess it's probably more likely that the Rays drop one of three, but nothing sure seems great. Likely, I guess, at this point after yesterday.
Here's your MLB predictions from 538 now, updated.
Yeah.
13%.
Oof, yeah, that makes sense.
To make the playoffs.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I'll double it. I 25, you know. You got to give the hometown double there.
Yeah, I'd give them 25% chance.
It's tough, though, because Tampa Bay can easily sweep, and if they do, then it doesn't matter. And the Rays are more likely to go 3-0 than the Indians are to go 4-0.
And even if the Rays go 2-1 and the Indians go 4-0, the Indians don't make the playoffs yet. They force a game 163, so that factors into that
Indians,
that 13% too.
Unless the Rays win two or more, lose two or more, or the A's lose three or more, very unlikely scenarios, the Indians have to win six in a row to get to the ALDS.
They have
to win six in a row because they'll have to win the last four. And then they'll have to win a tiebreaker game with Tampa, and then they'll have to win the wild card game with Oakland to get to a series. And by that point, if that happens, you're pitching Savali in the wild card game, and then Clevinger would be able to go for game one of the ALDS. That is a positive.
Yeah, because he would have pitched Sunday. Yep.
And, and then he'd be on regular rest for Friday with where the ALDS starts. So you would have Clevinger game one. And, yeah, actually.
You'd have Savali for the wild card, though. That would be the.
Yeah, right. That's a tricky thing. If you get by the wild card, though, you at least it works out that you will have Clevinger and Bieber one and two. They'll both be ready one and two in the ALDS because Bieber would pitch Monday and he'd be ready to go by Saturday.
Yep. Yeah, and it's. I know it seems unlikely, but you know how many times this year it seemed like the Indians were done? So I don't want to throw.
Well, they have to win tonight.
Correct.
Got to win tonight.
Yeah, if they drop any of the next four, there's no way, right? There's just because neither
the Rays
and the Athletics.
Losing two, the A's are not losing.
They're not going to collapse, right? Those two teams are too good. And I don't think the Indians are going to collapse either. I just don't know if they're going to win four straight.
No, I mean, that's fair to say. But listen, we'll take it one day at a time. You win tonight, you're alive for the weekend. Obviously, they got eliminated in the division yesterday with the loss. Let's talk a little off-season because, you know, fans have been complaining about the Dolans, which I think is weird timing on that. You know, the team's going to win if they can finish with 96-97 wins, so it's hard to blame the owners too much. I've been convinced the last few weeks that it might make a lot of sense for the Indians to not pick up the – obviously, they're not going to pick up the option on Kipnis, but I think they might be – well served to not pick up the option on Kluber. I would have never thought I'd be saying that before the season, but I think that might make sense.
And
because that's a lot of money that if they weren't limited by payroll, which they enforced, they're not by law. They are forcing themselves to be limited by payroll. If we're going with the theory that their payroll is not going to be any higher than it was this year, then why would you spend $15 million on a guy who's now in his mid-30s? Who had a mediocre second half last year, who was terrible in April and was injured all year. I know he might bounce back, but they have enough depth in that pitching staff that at this point at his age, even though there's a chance that he could bounce back and be really good again, they might be better off spending that money elsewhere. What do you think?
I would say he's an asset, and just knowing how the Indians probably view him, and obviously they see him working day in and day out, I think that they'll exercise the option. We'll start next year, and for the almost back-to-back years, it might be the first time in a long time, a good team back-to-back years trades a starter at the deadline. I could totally see them doing that with Kluber. Because you're right, they have the depth, but I don't think they just let him go.
Does he have two option years, I think?
Yes, I believe so, without looking.
I think he's got two option years. So he essentially has a two-year contract for the team. That could happen, but on the other hand, if it goes bad and he pitches poorly again or is hurt again, it's a disaster. It's a lot of wasted money.
It certainly felt that way this year, too.
I understand what you're saying.
I don't think they let him walk away for nothing. You know, I just...
Well, but the money's an asset, too, to spend on another player.
Sure.
Yeah, so. It is.
Get my
guy Puig signed.
And that's the question, who's, by the way, been crazy good in September.
He's been awesome.
Before yesterday, he was hitting .390. Or something like that.
Fantastic.
In September, which is wild. Yeah. But yeah, I mean that's the situation. Would you rather exercise Kluber's option and have him in the rotation at least for the first half of the year, or would you rather use that money towards Puig? Because you could probably get him for 15.
Well, I mean they could do both. I mean, Kipnis is coming off the books. Danny Salazar is coming off the books. There's a couple of other contracts. A couple other guys are going higher, but. They have money to spend. I mean, Bauer's money that was on the books for this year is now off.
I would say Puig is unlikely, though. Like, unless you are something like that.
James, this idea that – sorry, man. This idea that they could sign him to, like, 2 years, $24 million. I don't know what Bell people are thinking. I think he's going to get a four-year, $60 million contract.
I'm with you. I think so, too.
Maybe it
only takes one team. Like, people think that, market – well, it only takes one team, and we see it – all the time, especially in baseball. You want to excite your fan base? Who knows who's going to – because here's what I've seen. And if I'm an owner, and the owners make the decisions, right, across the league, usually with free agency, they have an impact on this, is Yasiel Puig went into Cincinnati, and he excited the fan base on what has been an awful Reds team for the past 5 years. And then he came here midseason and has done what? Anything that Terry Francona's asked. He's played every single day. He's playing through various injuries. He's hitting at a high clip, even though he's not hitting with the power that I think a lot of people expected him to home run-wise. And he's helping the Indians down the stretch here. So that's not a guy you don't want on your team. I think that's certainly someone that you could use in right field for a lot of teams.
Yeah, I think people think that maybe you can get him for a two-year deal because Brantley signed for a two-year deal. But Brantley was 30, was going into his age 32 season. Puig will be going through his age 29 season. That's a big difference.
And injuries, certainly different.
And Brantley had
injury
some
history. Yeah.
So, now you could argue Brantley was a better player, but you know, Puig's been a good player this year too. And that 3-year age difference, that's a big difference. 29 is 32. That's big in baseball.
If you can get him for 2 years, 15 per.
Oh yeah.
I think there's a chance that the market isn't there. But September, he's been pretty hot, and I think that's what people are going to remember. You know, I think
somebody's
that's what teams
give
are going
to more.
Exactly. If he was hitting 150 in September, then I would listen to it. But then the Indians might not want him either.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, it's true. It'll be interesting to see what happens. I mean, they're going to have to get at least a stopgap. I think they should move Jose Ramirez to second base next offseason. Do you think that would to pave the way for Nolan Jones midseason?
I think they'll do that. I think there's a chance for sure. I certainly do. I mean, just looking at what they've done position-wise and versatility-wise, they love the fact that, like, even with Jake Bowers, right, they acquire him, and I know it hasn't worked out, but they didn't hesitate to put him in the outfield. So I don't think they'll hesitate to move Ramirez if they feel comfortable that Nolan Jones is going to be up here producing at a high level in the short term, you know, in the next year or so.
By the way, can I rip my man Andy Baskin for a minute? I love him.
What did Baskin do?
He was lost in the soup today. I heard them talking about the Indians. And Baskin's like, we got to get Framil Reyes playing a position. He can't just be a DH his career. We need him in a spot. He's in a spot. Ooh, he's the DH.
He's the DH.
I mean, you want him to be – like. I'd love him to be in the lineup and be able to play against the Nats on the road and have the ability to play some outfield, which he can because he did in San Diego. But he's a DH. Who cares if he's young? I don't care. He's a DH.
By the way, I would put him in left field.
Against the Nats,
Yes, I would. I would play him there. And
I agree.
You just deal with it. They'll do that or no?
They didn't in the last National League Series. I thought it was a mistake. I thought they should have played him in the outfield at least once then. I think they should. I think you're absolutely right.
And the way you go about it, Bull, is if they're up, let's say they get a 4-0 lead in the fifth inning, take out Reyes and put in a defensive substitution
there you go.
And play defensive. Right, you know, and
right. If you're winning, you wait till after his second or third at bat, and then you take him out.
Yep.
You put a defensive player in it. Great call, James. I think you're right. Good job out of you.
I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Good job out of you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.